It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. There's an old joke about the definition of a string quartet. A good violinist, a bad violinist, someone who used to play the violin, and someone who hates violins. It's a funny stereotype, but the string quartet has sparked the imagination of composers since Alessandro Scarlatti and was perfected by Joseph Haydn. We'll feature four modern masterpieces for string quartet on today's What's New. Walter Mays is professor of composition at Wichita State University. Both of his string quartets were written for the ProArti Quartet. The second quartet, Dreaming Butterfly, was inspired by a Chinese philosopher who dreamed one night that he was a butterfly. When he awoke, he was uncertain. Was he a man dreaming that he was a butterfly, or was he a butterfly dreaming that he was a man? Here's the ProArti String Quartet from their release called The American Premieres on What's New. Walter Mays' String Quartet No. 2, Dreaming Butterfly, on What's New. We heard the ProArti Quartet on an Albany release. You can find out more online at WBAA.org, including our playlist and podcasts. John Adams has worked with the St. Lawrence String Quartet for years. He says, string quartet writing is one of the most difficult challenges a composer can take on, unless one is an accomplished string player and writes in that medium all the time, and I don't know many these days who do. The demands of handling this extremely volatile and transparent instrumental medium can easily be humbling, if not downright humiliating. Here's the 2008 String Quartet by John Adams on What's New. The first string quartet by John Adams on What's New. The St. Lawrence String Quartet performed. Find out more about this and other episodes online at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. We're featuring modern quartets. Coming up, John Corleano shares his insights. Polish composer Andrzej Panufnik was inspired by his childhood with his second string quartet. When I was 7 or 8 years old on holiday in the country, my favorite pastime was to put my ear to the wooden telegraph poles and listen to sounds produced by the poles vibrating in the wind. After a while, I became convinced that I was listening to real music, which retrospectively I think was my first experience of the creative process. As for the first time I made use of my musical imagination. Here's his String Quartet No. 2, Messages, with a Tippett Quartet on What's New. Andrzej Panufnik's String Quartet No. 2, Messages, on What's New. We heard the Tippett Quartet perform from an Access release. I'm John Clare. Find out more about this show and find playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. I spoke with composer John Corleano in his Manhattan apartment back in 2006.
The Second Symphony for strings had a life as a string quartet.
Right.
With one of the great quartets that no longer is around, the Cleveland Quartet. And I think it's very interesting that it was reinvented as the Second Symphony and then went on to, to take the Pulitzer.
Well, it was, when I wrote it, I wanted to write a string quartet. And so my publisher let various quartets know, and the Cleveland said they would like a quartet for me. And as soon as they got the commission and said, yes, we're going to do it and finalize it, they made an announcement saying that, in fact, they were going to have one more year and disband. So it was a kind of leave-taking, a farewell quartet. It didn't have the anguish and the rage and the absolute intensity of, say, the farewell that you have when you're dying and you leave this planet. But it did have a different kind of nostalgic farewell of a group that played together for 35 years and knew each other and traveled. I traveled with them to Buffalo and to Toronto when they were playing the premiere of my quartet and working it in before New York. And there is something very intimate about these four musicians that check into their hotel rooms and then gather in one of the hotel rooms and practice music and then live that music as they travel, as their inspiration. And so giving that up was a sad moment. On the other hand, it was a beautiful moment. So it has a different kind of feeling to it. I wrote it for string quartet, but part of it was reaching so much more than the four players, because it really strained and took the four players to their limits. And I felt that it could really go into the string orchestra. And so I rewrote the piece, and a lot of it had to do with renotation, but also recomposing and adding, because we have 50 voices now instead of four. But I rewrote it as a second symphony because I felt that it had that scope that a symphony can have. And so it became the Second Symphony.
John Corleano speaking about his string quartet. Let's hear the Cleveland Quartet play it on What's New. John Corleano's string quartet on What's New. We heard the Cleveland Quartet from their farewell release on Telarc Records. What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistance from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The content director and executive producer is Greg Kostraba. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.